What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
This is our last episode in Asia.
It is, yeah.
This has felt like a long section. I don't know why.
Little bit,
I feel like this one has felt longer than the other ones.
yeah, that's fair.
I'm not sure why. But yeah, we had to end it with one of the biggest Japanese movies,
Yeah.
critically, for sure.
I think the first one to win an Oscar, isn't it?
First one to get nominated and first one to win.
Yeah.
So, kind of huge. We're gonna be talking about 2023's Godzilla Minus One.
I can't believe it's been 2 years since this came out.
I know, right? Did you catch this in theaters? I can't remember.
I did, yeah.
Fuck, man. So jealous.
There's like nobody in the theater with me and didn't really know much about it and just was blown away.
Yeah. How many times have you watched it since that first time?
This last watch was my fourth watch.
Fourth. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
you watched The Minus Color too, right?
Yeah. So I watched in theaters, rented it to watch Minus Color, and then when I got my 4K last year, I watched it, and then yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
yeah.
Which version do you prefer? Color or no color?
I think the color,
Yeah.
just because like the couple scenes that are in this movie, just like the colors that they use in it,
It
just
pops so
makes it
much.
that like I really want to get that poster
Yeah.
of that shot with the blue and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some wicked imagery in this movie.
It's gorgeous.
All right, cool. Well, before we talk about this movie too much, let's kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I just got a little whiskey bourbon, Hopefully clear my sinuses up there,
There you go. You need to make a hot toddy. I'm just drinking a Michelob Ultra tonight.
Nice.
I was only gonna have a water, and then I was like, ah, fuck it, whatever. I'll have this. What have you watched since we last talked?
Let's see. So the last four, actually I'm gonna say five because I want to
Okay.
talk about it. I finally watched Gran Turismo, the movie that came out
Oh yeah, I forgot about
2023.
that.
Surprisingly, a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Really good, actually.
Nice.
Really surprised by it because, like, I watched F1 with Jody at his place, and he's like, "You watched Gran Turismo?" I was like, "Nah, like, I don't know, like video game movies." And he's
Yeah.
like, "It's actually pretty good." So, really liked it. Yeah, definitely recommend it.
Nice.
Picked up Jurassic World Rebirth on 4K. So watch that. It was pretty good. It was okay. Just kind of, I don't know, it's like all the other movies, basically.
Off the wall.
Then I watched another 25 movie through on Elio. It was pretty good. It was all right. I don't know. I feel
It's
like
on Disney now.
it is, yeah. I feel like Pixar is kind of, I don't know.
They're not making them as good as they used to, eh?
No, maybe it's just because like we're getting older, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not buying that.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I still love Toy Story and like Wall-E,
Yeah.
and I don't know.
True.
I feel like they're not making them as good.
Yeah. The other night, threw on House of a Thousand Corpses. Just saw it on, I forget where, maybe Prime or Netflix, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
like, I haven't watched this in a while. And it's spooky season, so Then watched Lilo and Stitch with Bettina because she really wanted to watch it. And I mean, I can't say I'm disappointed because I kind of knew what I was getting into going into it, but yeah, not great. It's like some parts were fun, but I just think that they totally just destroyed the whole meaning and of the original.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
How about you?
The only movie I watched since our last episode was the new Superman in 2025.
Nice. And what'd you give it?
I gave it a three.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not like you and I have already talked about it. Like I'm not a huge Superman guy.
Yeah.
Like he's not even in like my top 10 favorite superheroes, I wouldn't say. So I don't know. Like I know like the typical lore, but I don't know all of it. And I just like I was saying to you, like I feel like James Gunn kind of made him a pussy. And I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know. I think I like Cornsweat as Superman. I think he did
Yeah.
a good job. I really like fuck's sakes. Lex. Nicholas Holt.
Yeah.
I liked him as Lex. And yeah, I don't know. There's some good characters in it, but overall, not a great movie, in my opinion. But yeah. Other than that, just been reading, watching Big Brother, packing up my house.
What season is that for Big Brother?
26, I think.
Okay.
26, 27. But Survivor's starting like in the next couple weeks, and that's like season 42.
That's
It's
crazy.
fucking wild, man. I was at work today, obviously, and Sarah texted me and let me know that she packed all my books up, so I was kind of upset about that.
Okay.
And I said, you better have packed them gently. I'll be mad. I have fucking bent pages and
Yeah.
actually I gotta she packed your books too, so I gotta find where.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we digress. For the news, so Zach Cregger has confirmed that there will be a weapons prequel.
Oh.
There was some speculation that there might be, and he has confirmed it.
Okay.
From what people are saying, it's going to be Eve's. Yeah, you watched it. It's going to be a prequel around Gladys.
I figured because everyone was asking for it, so
Yeah, which I'm pretty okay with.
yeah, I think because of how much it made it, I think probably helped that happen, probably.
Yeah, for sure. I told you to watch the trailer for The Bride yesterday. I'm assuming you haven't
No,
yet.
I did not. I totally forgot. Yeah.
Man, that movie looks so fucking good. But anyways, yeah, the trailer for that dropped yesterday. And Silent Hill F, the new game, is coming out this Friday. And it's getting stellar reviews, like nines and tens across the board, basically. So I'm excited for it.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused.
About.
The Bride.
Okay.
Isn't I thought the Frankenstein movie was Del Toro.
Oh, yeah, that's a different one.
Oh my God.
We're getting two Frankenstein movies. Are
Okay,
you
so
watching the trailer right now?
no, I'm not. I'm just looking at the
Okay.
cast. I was like,
Okay.
okay.
Man, honestly, I think it's an us movie.
Maggie Gyllenhaal
Yeah.
directing it. That's
Yeah. It looks fucking wild, man. I'm actually really excited for it.
Does it come
Very
out?
much.
When's it come out this year? No, next year. Never mind.
Yeah. Del Toro's Frankenstein, that comes out in October, doesn't it?
I
On
think
Netflix.
so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. All right, what do we have for 4Ks?
So we got The Sound of Music,
Nice.
Aztec Batman Clash of Empires.
The fuck?
All right. The Home. No idea what
Actually, I
that
want to
is.
watch that. That's
Oh.
Pete Davidson's new movie.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Superman 2025.
Nice. I like that Steelbook.
28 years later. Nice. That's a sick steelbook. Corpse Bride. Got a few James Bonds, Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger. Ooh, a lot of them. Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, Diamonds Are Forever. Beetlejuice, Airplane 2, the sequel. Megan 2.0.
Jesus, there's a bunch.
Night of the Living Dead. Megan Bundle. Jesus Christ. Ghost Killer.
Did you go to this week?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Peking Opera Blues. Read My Lips on Criterion. Flow on Criterion. The Last of Us Season 2. And that's it.
Holy fuck, man, that's a busy week.
That is it. Yeah.
That felt like your month one.
I know.
So lots to choose from for physical. All right. You ready to dive into this movie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Godzilla Minus One from 2023. Starting off with a synopsis. A kamikaze pilot plagued by survivor's guilt seeks redemption when a giant monster he failed to kill is transformed by radiation from atomic bomb tests and lays siege to post-war Japan. Pretty much sums up the whole movie right there.
Yeah.
This was directed by Takashi Yamazaki. He did Ghost Book, The Fighter Pilot, and Always Sunset on Third Street. And he did like a whole bunch of anime from the looks of it too, but
Yeah,
nothing that
and
I recognized.
spoiler alert, he is making a Godzilla Minus One sequel.
Godzilla Minus Two.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. That's actually what it's called. For the cast, we have Minami Hamabi played Noriko.
I added one of her movies to my watch list because it sounded insane. It's called Shin Kamen Rider. And the synopsis is Hongo Takeshi awakens to discover he has been transformed into a grasshopper hybrid cyborg. Becoming the Masked Rider, he must fight the mysterious evil organization Shocker to protect all of mankind.
Right, that actually sounds pretty wild.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out. All right, we have Ryunosuke Kamiki, who played Shikishima. Sakura Ando played Sumiko, and Munetaka Aoki played Sosaku Tachibana.
Yep.
I didn't have any honorable mentions. I don't know if you do or
Me
not.
either. But I did want to mention that I had a butcher's name. Kamiki, the guy you just mentioned who plays Shikishima. He was in Spirited Away and also Your Name, which movie I just watched this year
Okay,
as well.
nice.
Yeah.
The one guy with like the longer hair, he looked really familiar. I meant to look him up, like the one scientist or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this movie.
Sorry, I want to mention one thing. I thought it would have, yeah, I thought I could find the visual effects like team, like the name of the company that did it, but it just has everyone. Anyway, yeah. So movie opens up. We are.
I have the name Shiro Gumi. It's a Tokyo-based visual effects studio.
Okay.
Dedicated crew of 35 artists. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so there is a pilot coming in for landing on an island. It's a fighter pilot, a kamikaze fighter pilot. And we are in 1945 at Odo Airfield, which is a island I think near Japan. It is the final days, I think, after World War II or just before the end of World War II. And yeah, so it's Shikishima. He's the pilot. He lands there and We meet Tachibana, who is kind of a lead mechanic, I guess, on that does these pilots, and he comes over to Shikishima and says, it's kind of weird. Like, we checked everything over your plane and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, looks fine. And Shikishama is like, well, what are you trying to say, right?
Yeah,
And he
implying.
gets pissed off and goes over and kind of sulks and stuff. So clearly he was scared, obviously, and didn't want to go in this war because the kamikaze pilot obviously is basically a suicide bomber. Like, they're just basically sent there to die, basically.
Yeah, you have one job and it's that basically.
Yeah. And one of the guys comes up to him and says, I'm on your side in this. Like, you're basically sent to die for something that's like already kind of over. Like, the war is over, basically. So there's no sense. And I'm just gonna call Shikishiyama by his first name because it's way easier to say.
Koichi.
Koichi, yeah. So yeah, it's later that night. Before, he also sees these kind of weird looking fish float to the surface, and then siren goes off at nighttime, and our boy Godzilla is here, and he
Is
looks
this?
a hell of a lot different.
Oh man, do you think Godzilla's a boy or a girl?
I think it's one of those, like, can change,
Okay.
I want to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because this one had, as stupid as it sounds, this one had like a big fucking chest on it. It's like,
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, it's that pecs or the boobs?
And
But
the gods. Oh, sorry, go
no,
ahead.
you go ahead.
I was going to say, so the Godzilla we see here is a very small, looks like a dinosaur almost, like a T-Rex. It's not very big. Well, it's big, but not compared to the size it is later on in the movie.
This one kind of reminds me of the OG Godzilla, like in
A
this
little bit.
scene, like size wise. Because like the OG one wasn't as big, like on a massive scale as like some of the ones that we've seen.
No, definitely not. So they're all like hiding in this like little bunker with the rifles, and Tachibana tells Koichi, like, we'll like distract them, like, sneak over to your, whatever 20 millimeter fucking machine gun or whatever and shoot it. So he makes his way over there, and Godzilla's like just making his way, like, looks down at him, and he's scared. He doesn't want to shoot, which honestly probably wouldn't have made a difference, I feel like.
No, definitely not.
But this Godzilla, I think, is like the scariest one, I think, that I've seen. Like, I've seen a handful of Godzilla movies, but like this one, just, I don't know, man. His look, and like, he's not like eating people. He just is fucking like grabbing them and fucking throwing them across
Yeah.
the island, basically.
It reminds me of the T-Rex scene in Jurassic Park, like whenever he pulls the guy off the fucking toilet and just like he eats him, but it's just the way that like Godzilla is bending down and grabbing them and just hucking them. It's just, I don't know, it's very reminiscent of that.
And like, he's smart too, because like, he's like eating people or grabbing them with his mouth, and then like, there's like guys behind him, like, shoot him. He just like slams his tail on them, and then he like just fucking steps on a few guys, like, So yeah, everyone pretty much dies. Next morning, Koichi wakes up, and Tachibana is carrying all the bodies together, putting them in a row, and he sees that Koichi is still alive and basically yells at him, is pissed at him, basically saying that it's his fault that all of his men are dead. And yeah.
Yeah, because he was convinced that the gun on the airplane would actually kill Godzilla. He said, whether it's 20 millimeter, 50 millimeter, whatever it was, he's like, that'll kill anything. Like, get in there and start shooting it. But I mean, we've seen, like, they fucking had an all-out assault on him with all their guns, and it didn't even faze him.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, now it's December 1945. Cochi makes his way back to his old neighborhood. And we meet Sumiko, who is his neighbor. She knows that he's a kamikaze pilot, and she realizes, like, oh, you came back. Like, you shouldn't be back. You should be dead. And she basically yells at him, cries at him, says that my children died because of you, which is going a bit far, honestly. But I mean, I don't think it would change anything if one guy fucking, didn't go in, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the whole area has been like engulfed in flames. They're kind of rebuilding. So I don't know if this was after. Wouldn't it be after? Because Hiroshima is what? That was World War I, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was what do they call it? Just like air raids, basically.
Yeah,
Just
exactly.
bombings of this town.
Yeah. So he's kind of walking around trying to figure what to do, and this woman just randomly hands him a little baby and leaves, and he's like, "What the fuck is this?" And then he ends up finding her again, and so this is Noriko. The baby's name is Akiko, and he finds out that like she's not the mom, and he's like, "Well, what the fuck are you doing with the kid?" And she says that the mother was dying and begged her to take the baby, and she obviously wasn't going to leave the baby alone. So, and then Sumiko sees them with the baby, ends up giving them white rice to make some sort of gruel for the baby.
Hiroshima and Nagasaki were both in August of 1945.
Oh, it was okay.
So it was World War II.
Right.
But I don't think that's what caused this destruction. Because, I mean, the
No.
city's not leveled.
No,
There's,
exactly.
it's
Yeah.
just like heavily damaged.
Yeah. So now we jump ahead to March 1946. Noriko and Akiko are living with Kochi, and there's like one thing I never don't still know in this movie is like, are they like together, or are they just kind of like friends, like acquaintances, like living with each other, just like surviving
Well,
in this movie?
he brings her and Akiko in because his parents died in these bombings, right?
Yeah.
And Noriko's parents died in the bombings too, and so did Akiko's.
Yeah.
So he brought them in, and he didn't even want them to spend that first night there. And then
Yeah.
it's just like all of a sudden they just live there now. But towards the end of the movie, like she falls in love with them, and he's in love with her too. He just There's one line way later on in the movie, and one of the guys says to him, like, why didn't you fucking marry her when you had the chance? Because, spoiler alert, now she's dead, like in air quotation. And I love his response. And he, I'm going to paraphrase it, but he was basically like, because my war's not over yet.
Right, and then the last line of the movie, right? When she says,
And I love that line because, like, he wanted to be with her so bad, but he was just so fucked up from seeing Godzilla and the war and all this stuff that he just couldn't bring her into that yet.
Yeah, he says, or Akitsu, who I think is, he's the scientist, I think, right? He says, "You should have married her before. You knew how she felt." And he says, "Don't you think I wanted that?" And he says, "Then why didn't you?" "Because my war isn't over yet."
I love that interaction so much. I think it's just such a good scene.
So it's March 1946 now. Kochi has found a job with the government, cleaning up mines in the ocean.
Such a sick job.
It is, but super
Oh, it's
dangerous.
so dangerous, but it'd be so much fun, man.
And then they find out later that it's really just a cover up for them to be fucking just what's the word? Just like drifting along for Godzilla to come fucking get them, so that decoys, I guess, kind of like bait almost. Yeah, so we meet the crew. Akitsu, obviously, he was like the naval kind of scientist. And then the other two guys' names, I don't know, but they go by the son and I guess say the captain, I guess. I forget what. But there's like a younger kind of, I don't know, he didn't even seem that young. He seemed like almost like Koichi's age, but
He acted young.
yeah. And so basically they have to clean up these mines, and the US mines are the dangerous ones because they can sense metal, and when they sense metal, then they'll explode. So they have a boat that's made of wood, and they kind of have like another boat that like they have a chain that like is tied between them and like a blade of some sort that can cut the mines. And then just have a machine gun on the back of the boat, and they just shoot the mines, basically blow them up. That'd be fun
I think
job
it'd be
for
so
sure.
much fun.
And Koichi is still having nightmares. We see him, his nightmare is he sees like the people from the island, everything's like a flame, and we see Godzilla like stomp down, and he kind of wakes up after that. So now they're a bit older now, only by a year, I think, but they basically rebuilt the house together. You find out that Ginza is rebuilding as well, which is like a kind of city in Japan, and Sumiko is found a job in Ginza. And Sumiko, the neighbor, is going to watch Akiko while they're kind of both at work.
Sumiko is the neighbor. Noriko is the one
Oh, sorry, my
that
bad.
lives with them.
And then you find out that Godzilla is making his way to Japan, so he's not there yet. I wonder where Ojo Island is, if it is. Oh, it is in Japan. No, it's off the mainland.
Oh no, wait, hold on.
What?
It's fictional.
Oh, is it?
Said Odo Island is a fictional
Oh, it
populated
is.
island located near Japan, first introduced in 1954 Godzilla films. They make it look like it's real, though.
Yeah,
Like
they do.
it's a small populated island. Okay, yeah, so it's fake.
So now it's May 1947. They are in the ocean cleaning up the mines, and they find out from Akitsu because he kind of has a know-in. But he doesn't tell them, like, he knows the truth about why they're out there, but he's kind of in part of like the inside team of trying to hunt Godzilla. Like, he knows, I think, about the Godzilla. So basically, like we said before, they're kind of stalling to attract Godzilla out there while the Takeo or Taka is coming from Singapore, which is like this warship. And the crew starts like freaking out. They're like, we're in like a fucking small boat. Like, how are we fucking. Like, Godzilla took out this other boat that's out there, right? Like a naval warship. And they're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? And then all these deep sea fish come up, and the fish are bigger and there's more of them. So Koichi is like, Godzilla's here, but I think he's a lot bigger now. And he is. He shows up and just swallows the other boat that's like connected to them. And so they fucking start their boat and start trying to get away. And like Godzilla's like fucking behind them. And like he's terrified, man. Like his face looks so angry, and he's like just chasing after him, like swimming. But I love this.
Man, the visuals in this movie are unreal, and like the way that some of these scenes are filmed, and I want to watch the special features on this on my Blu-ray because I want to see how they created this Godzilla and how they filmed it.
Yeah, so
Okay.
I did watch. I skipped the making of Godzilla Monster when I watched the visual effects. I didn't make it all the way through because it's quite long, but I was kind of disappointed, but also cool to see it. They don't talk during it. It just shows, like, from the start of the movie, them like doing all the visual effects.
Yeah.
Like, I got up to the part just after this, so you can see like there's actually like a boat that's chasing them, and they have like the red these red balls that they're dropping into the thing. You see them like designing Godzilla like in the water.
Okay.
But it is cool to see, but
Yeah.
I thought they like they kind of like talk about how they did it and stuff like that, but yeah. But yeah, definitely worth checking out for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, what did you think of this whole scene of them eventually getting away or thinking they get away?
I'm trying to remember what happens because I'm visualizing the scene, but I can't remember if it's this scene or not.
Yeah, so they have they the bullets won't work in the gun, so they're
Yeah.
like, okay, we'll drop the mines into it.
Right.
So they drop a couple, doesn't really work, and then Kochi gets the idea. Or no, they drop one and the fucking detonator fell out of it. So they get it in Godzilla's mouth, and then Kochi ends up shooting it.
Yeah.
And it fucking blows up, but he just fucking regenerates.
Yeah, which is fucking wild. And you can see after this scene too, like he has damage on the side of his face.
For the rest of the movie.
For the rest of the movie, which I think is a really nice touch. I love how they did that. But yeah, I don't know, like just the whole chase scene where he's swimming up behind them, I think it looks so phenomenal. And I personally, I think this is the scariest Godzilla. Like you said, I agree
Agreed,
with
yeah.
you. And like is the biggest too
I think maybe the newer ones
from
like the
2014 or
Godzilla
whatever?
like yeah, like he may be bigger, but
Yeah.
I mean, we see in Ginza, he's got some fucking thick ass legs, man.
Oh yeah.
He's built.
And the thing I love about this one, because in every other Godzilla movie, and like there's a meme that went around for a while too, where it was joking about it. Every other Godzilla movie, he's walking in the water. This one doesn't walk in the water. This one swims like all the time. When it's in the water, it's swimming. It's not walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen that meme or not, where it's like Godzilla underneath the water and it shows its legs are like
Oh
so fucking long.
yeah. Yeah, and then so he regenerates, and then they're like, oh fuck, like we're getting in the fucking just out of nowhere, just boom, 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 the fucking warship shows up
Yeah.
and they're all happy, and then nope, Godzilla just swims over there and fucking takes it out.
Is this the one that he throws? Like sends it flying?
No, I
No.
don't think so. That was at the end, I think, whenever they're
Is
about
it?
to lure him in. He just fucking hucks like a whole fucking
Oh,
ship.
yeah, no, there's another one too that
Oh,
he
maybe it is
hucks
here,
him
yeah.
in the
But yeah. Yeah, so he ends up leaving, so they make it back home, and we get a conversation between Noriko and Kochi, and Noriko is kind of saying like, you won't let me in, like he won't tell her like how he feels and stuff like this, and he tells her about like his abandoned how he abandoned his country basically and got all those people killed, and like how Tachibana gave him the pictures of all the people's family, and like Kochi is he's hurting through this whole movie.
Oh yeah.
He has one goal to kill Godzilla because he feels like that will redeem him for everything that he failed to do, basically, right?
Yeah, he'll be avenging all those people.
I'm kind of torn between Kochi. Like, I like his character, but he's kind of annoying sometimes. But like that's kind of like how he is, right? Like, I don't know, like near the end, like he like sulks and stuff like this, and I was like, dude, like just fuck off, man.
I get what you're saying, but like, this guy's lost everything, man.
He has, I know,
He
but
lost his parents. He lost the woman that he loves. He's got this child that's not his. One thing I hate about his character is Akiko keeps calling him dad, and he's like, "I'm not your dad," and it's just like, dude, like. She was like an infant when her parents died, and you brought her in. You're the only father she knows. Let her have that. Like, don't be such a dick.
Exactly.
But I don't know. Like, I feel for this character. I feel for all the characters in this movie. It's just like, I don't know. The poor bastard's lost everything. He's got this survivor's guilt that he has to live with because he feels like he could have changed the outcome of Oda Island. But I don't know. You're just heartless, man.
I guess so. I guess so. But yeah, so Godzilla is now going towards Tokyo. They are detonating mines, kind of like, like campgrounds and stuff like that. They have like the fucking little like outline of like, you can't swim past here.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like they have like that, but like mines set up all around Tokyo, so we can't go like in there.
Yeah.
So they set all these mines off, but then he just fucking takes a Randy and goes towards Ginza, like.
Takes a Randy.
And we get to probably honestly my favorite scene in the whole movie, just him attacking Ginza. We see Noriko is on the train going to work on the subway, whatever, and we see all these people screaming, and she like looks at the window, and in the reflection you see like Godzilla coming towards her, and then the camera just fucking turns around. We see Godzilla come in, and we get that beautiful crescendo of the fucking music. And this whole scene just makes me so fucking happy for the next 10 to 15 minutes. Man, it's
Pure destruction makes me so happy.
I know,
No, I get what you mean though, because it looks so good.
it does.
And it sounds so good.
But yeah, Godzilla, now you see him like walking on fucking land, and he is like fucking thick.
Oh
Like
yeah, he's a thick
he can
boy.
barely walk. Like he's so big.
Yeah. He's the
And
Lizzo of Godzillas.
and so you just see him, like it cuts the street, all you see is like these fucking buses just go
Oh
flying.
yeah, I love it.
And then he comes towards the train is like going on the train tracks. All of a sudden you see this fucking train like fall on the tracks. They have to stop. And then Godzilla like bites on the train and lifts it up, and Noriko's inside there, and like all these people fucking fall the train, and she's like hanging on, and he like kind of turns and goes over water, and she drops in. Luckily doesn't die, but she ends up getting out, and she's like walking on the street like kind of slowly, and then like you see all the people like running away, and she's just kind of like walking and like not looking behind her. Like
Yeah.
I don't know, she's fucking terrified right now, and she thinks that it's over, right? She's kind of like, it's fucking done, like I'm dead.
Yeah, accepting that she's gonna die.
And then Coach D comes out of nowhere, comes back for her, and they're running away together. And then we see some tanks that are shooting at Godzilla, and like I mentioned before, just the visuals in this scene alone are
Yeah.
so good.
The blue pops so good in this movie.
It's so different from like the blue, his like, what do they call in this movie? His heat ray or something like that.
Yeah. I
Because
think
like
it's Heat Ray.
we see it in like the 2014 Godzilla, but like we just see it like kind of like come up like his chest. But in this movie, it slowly like builds to just how fucking powerful this Godzilla is. Like he literally is like an A-bomb, right?
Yeah, because
Like,
it starts like at the end of his tail, and he's got like the typical like Godzilla spikes up his tail and up his back. And while this is happening, they'll like they pop out to be like double the size that they were, but when they're popping out, they're turning this like bright fluorescent blue the whole way up his back, and it just looks so fucking cool.
And they take their time with it. It just like starts off like you see one or two go up, and then like it slowly goes up, and the music's fucking building. Then he gets, as he gets up to his like neck, they're getting quick, like they're going off quicker, and then he just fucking shoots his fucking heat wave and just creates this massive explosion, and like you get
Oh, the aftershock.
the sound wave or aftershock or whatever,
Yeah.
just destroying all of Ginza again. And then we see Noriko and Koichi, and Noriko ends up pushing Koichi into this like alleyway, and we see her get blown away, and you think that at this point you think that she's dead. But yeah, fucking sick scene. And then I love the
So
scene
good.
too of like the reporters like on the fucking rooftop, and he's
Yeah.
like, oh my God, his head is right here. It's massive. I'm looking at him. Then he's like, Godzilla is like just knocking down buildings like just for the fun of it. And then
Yeah.
like the one building, he like takes out the like, corner of it, and like the building falls, and they fucking just fall off the building. But so then we get to a meeting with the kind of the government and like the Navy and some scientists meeting about Godzilla. Akitsu is telling them about his plan, and he says that he can't die by artillery fire and he can self-heal. So they're basically going to try and not drown Godzilla, but like use the pressure to like sink him down fast. And then if he doesn't die there, then they have these like gas cylinders that will like shoot him up back to the surface.
Yeah, Freon cylinders.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like he would get like, was it swimmer's lung? Is that what it's called? Or
Something like that.
scuba
Yeah.
lung or something like that? But I mean, the plan you would think could work, like have the pressure of the ocean. But like Godzilla lives in the ocean.
But they bring that up in this meeting too, right?
Yeah.
Because someone says, well, like he was born in the ocean, and like Akito says, well, like even if like ocean creatures like going up so fast, the pressure is like they can't handle the
Yeah.
pressure, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And this was one part of Koichi that kind of pissed me off too, because like Akito was like saying the plane, and it seems like a pretty good plane, and like Koichi's like calls him out. He's like, will this kill Godzilla? And he's like, well, I mean, like this is a species that we know nothing about. And then he's like, oh, so you don't know if we can kill him, and fucking like gets off and like leaves. And then he's like, well, just like listen to me like a bit more, like
I like after his speech too that like 'cause they're all naval officers I think that are in this meeting. And the one guy that's in there, he starts hyping everybody up. He's like if anyone in the world can do it, it's us. And he's like, we need to do this. We need to kill Godzilla. And he's just like fucking pumping them all up. And I was like, oh man, that feels so good.
Because like they're all the Navy guys, and like they're the ones that have to fight Godzilla basically, right?
Yeah.
And like one guy's like, yeah, he says like, well, who else is gonna drive the ships? Like no one else can. And then like you said, some old guy like says like, well, what do you say, boys? And then
Yeah,
they're all
it's just
like,
so good. Just hyping everybody up. It's like a locker room hype up.
Yeah, exactly. Because I just watched the original Godzilla for the first time a couple of weeks ago,
Yeah.
and they kind of used like a different way to kill him. Because in the first one, the scientist like creates this like agent, like chemical that like basically kills all of the sea creatures like around it. So
Yeah.
then this one is kind of using more science, like, right?
Yeah.
So Koichi, he decides he needs to get a plane because he is going to be the one to take out Godzilla, because he has to, right? And he can only get one person. There's only one plane, I think, around, and it's they find the plane. It needs some work, and he says there's only one guy that can fix it. He needs to get Tachibana. Trying to find him, can't find him at all. And then Tachibana ends up finding him and hitting him in the back of the head with a pipe, and he ties him up. And then you see that Koichi wrote a letter. I don't know if it's to him, but basically saying that it was his fault that everyone died on Obo Island or Odo Island.
Yeah.
And Koichi's like, the only way I could get you to come out is if I said something,
that would piss you off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so Tachibana agrees to fix up the plane and basically fill it with explosives. And Kochi says that he has to kill him from the inside, Godzilla. So Godzilla is making his way. They decide to leave the kid behind. He's obviously upset because he's like part of the crew. But he kind of redeems himself later on. So they're showing Kochi the plane, kind of show him how it works. He ends up leaving Akito, or not Akito, yeah, leaves Akito money he gives to Sumiko to basically use this money to raise Akito or Akiko, sorry. And she's like the cutest kid, man.
Oh
Like
man.
when she starts crying and
Yeah.
like
The scene, 'cause she's sleeping and he leaves that, and she wakes up the next morning and she's just like standing out in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Well, like street, but and then Sumiko comes out and she's like, "Are you all by yourself?" And she's just like, her little face is just, I don't know, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. And like literally the night before, like she's crying, he's like, "Oh, I'll never leave you." And then literally 5 minutes later, oh, he's gone. But I think he knows that, like, because Sumiko has lost her children, right? She lives alone. She's basically the mother aunt, right? So, yeah, so they're all like not even on the boat yet. And Godzilla has already made his way here. And all of a sudden, you see this fucking ship just like fly through the air, smash like the buildings around them. And they're like, oh, fuck, we gotta go. Kochi has to lure Godzilla back to, I forget what they called it, the Sagamon Trench or something like that.
I had
It's
it
like
here somewhere.
a trench that's like 15,000 feet deep. So that's where they need to get him to.
Yes, Sagami Bay.
Sagami. Okay, Godzilla's like in this field making his way, I think, to Tokyo maybe.
Such a
But
fucking cool scene too.
it is, and I love that like he's like fucking crushes a few villages. All he hears like this fucking dog, like it's like, okay, you didn't need that,
But
man. But
it's just like this big, huge open field, and you just see how big he is because he's just stomping through this fucking field.
And like Kochi's like shooting at him, like flying by him, and Godzilla's like can barely move, but he's like trying to like bite at him. It's
Swings
sick.
his tail at him.
So he gets out to this trench, and there's another like warship there, but it's empty, and they have like all these ropes like tied to like the steering wheel. Then you see like just the fucking blue in the water go up, and just Godzilla fucking fire again. Oh, so sick, blows the boat up. So they basically have like the two boats with like the gas cylinders. They have to go like in a circle around him, and then like the gas cylinders like go into like Godzilla, sink him down. So they end up sinking him down, but he's still alive. So they have to rise him up. So they have him like on this crane, and they're bringing him up. But he gets to like 800 feet or something like that, and then it stops. And they realize that Godzilla chew through the cable or whatever. So now they have to try and pull them up manually, but I mean, this guy weighs, fucking, I don't
But
even know.
they said earlier in the movie, 20,000 tons. So he's a heavy boy.
And so they're trying to pull him up, and like basically the crane's breaking. And then we get the fucking radio in from the kid. He brings his fucking crew with all the tugboat stuff, and
That's so good.
it's such a good scene, man. So they're all working together to pull Godzilla up. They end up getting him to the surface, and Godzilla's like kind of like he's kind of like frozen almost. Like, I don't know, it's weird to describe, but he's still alive. He's like charging up, and everyone in the boat is like fucking crying. They're like, oh, we're fucking dead. And all of a sudden, Kochi comes out, he's firing, and then Godzilla's like, opening up his mouth, and you see like the
Yeah.
blue there, and just fucking, it's like slow-mo, then goes like just quick, like just playing
Yeah.
into the fucking mouth, and just
Yeah.
like boom, fucking head blown off. And everyone's like kind of sad because like Koichi, they think that he killed himself. And then we see Akitsu points him in the sky, and he's like, he's still alive. And then like it cuts to like a flashback of well, before that, Tachibana is listening on the radio, and they're like, oh, like Koichi just fucking blew and flew into his mouth, like he's dead. And they're like, oh, he used the fucking
Ejection seat.
ejection seat. And then like Tachibana is like crying, and it's like, oh man.
Yeah.
What a character change, right?
Yeah, big time.
And then it is a flashback of Tachibana showing Koichi, this lever right here is a it will eject you. And then Koichi's like, no. And then Tachibana's like, live. And it's like,
Yeah,
ah man.
so good.
Yeah.
Chills. Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Koichi ends up surviving. Godzilla's head is blown off and he sinks to the bottom. They get off the boat and we see Sumiko is there, and she hands Koichi a letter, and then he goes to the hospital, and you see that Noriko's still alive. And the first like two times I watch this movie, like I cry every time I see this scene.
Yeah, it's
It's
so
so
good.
emotional, man.
Yeah.
Because he's like just breaking down, he's like so happy, and then she's like crying, and then she says, "Is your war finally over?" And he just fucking starts bawling.
It's so
Oh
good.
man, make me tear
Yeah.
up a little bit right now.
Yeah.
And then,
We do see some like boils or something forming on
yeah, I couldn't
Godzilla.
tell what it was, if it was like his hurt or like just like a part of him that was like regenerating.
I think he's either regenerating or we're gonna get like Godzilla babies in the next one.
Yeah.
If they like kind of form off of him.
I hope not, but before we get to that. So I love in this movie too that after they kill Godzilla and we see that Koichi is still alive, everybody in the boats salute, I think, Godzilla. Like, that's what they're doing, right? Like, this guy is a fucking killed millions of people, probably, right? But they respect him so much that they salute him.
Yeah. Which it's a nice added
Which
touch.
I hope, because, like, in other Godzilla movies, like, Godzilla is, he's an anti-hero, right? Like, he's
Yeah.
good but bad. So like knowing the visuals that this team did in this, like imagine if we get like a fucking Mothra
Oh man.
or someone like in the sequel,
It'd be so good.
it would. But yeah, I
Yeah.
feel like for the sequel, I think if they add another kaiju into it, that think would be fucking sick. But
Yeah, me too. I think it will be Mothra if they do it, like, because that's the most popular one, I
yeah.
think.
But yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so, no.
Cool. All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters, I guess.
There's no blood in this movie.
I know. I was gonna say heat ray, but that doesn't really sound too good.
Did you rate this movie?
My score hasn't changed over the four times I've seen this.
Okay.
I've given it 4.5, and I don't know why I haven't gave it a 5 out of 5 yet.
I was wondering if you would on this watch.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know. I'm sure I will change it eventually, but
Your score.
I know. I don't know. It's there is a couple scene like parts that are like not boring, but like this movie's 2 hours long. It's not long at all, but kind of the parts like drag it. Like there isn't as much action as I would hope, but like the action you get into it, and like the characters are just amazing. Like seeing like these last three Godzilla movies, like Godzilla Kong, like the fucking characters don't give a shit. Like the story, who gives a shit, right? Like,
Yeah.
but this, like, you actually get characters you care about in like story and like themes in the movie. And like, I don't know, I think this is like a near perfect movie. The acting I think is phenomenal. The visual effects amazing. The story, the characters, honestly, like it's one of my favorite movies of the past decade easily. So, yeah.
All right.
Over to you.
My score did change on this one.
Okay.
So I used to have it at a 4.5.
Yeah.
And on this watch, I kind of went through the same thoughts that you did. I'm like, why am I only giving it a 4.5?
Yeah.
There's no reason for me personally to not bump it up to a 5.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. It like visually and story-wise, I think it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
There's so many feelings that you feel throughout this movie,
Yeah.
and like a Godzilla movie has no right making us feel these feelings. But I think they did such a fantastic job at making you feel for these characters and get invested in these characters and even get invested in this monster too. Like,
Yeah.
because I, like you said before, like Godzilla is like an anti-hero in previous
Like
movies.
his lore, yeah.
Yeah, but like I always kind of feel sorry for him.
Yeah, because
He's just living his life. Like, he's not.
he was made by them technically, right?
Yeah.
With all the radiation that they're
Yeah.
putting into the world, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I've always kind of had a soft spot for the Godzilla monster. Just, I don't know. But yeah, and like the score in this movie, it made me feel like I was watching the old ones,
Yeah.
but like on a newer
Yeah.
scale. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the score just, it had that old feel to it.
Yeah.
I think they did a really good job. So it's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Nice.
And I almost put it like, because on Letterboxd you have your top four favorite movies. I almost moved it up into that.
Oh shit, eh? Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. This has a critics consensus and an audience consensus.
Okay.
So the critics, with engaging human stories anchoring the action, Godzilla Minus One is one kaiju movie that remains truly compelling between the scenes of mass destruction. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'm gonna say a 94.
99%.
Wow. How many
Yeah.
critics?
212.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
They fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
The audience consensus: an instant classic addition to the franchise, Godzilla Minus One has terrific special effects and a really entertaining story to match. This one was 95%
Okay.
on 10,000 ratings. And an average score of 4.7 out of 5 or a 9.4 out of 10. This may be the highest rated movie we've watched or covered, I mean.
No, we've had other ones that are close to this, I think.
Yeah.
I'm also curious because we were supposed to have a guest on this episode,
We were.
and he is probably a bigger or loves Godzilla as much as we do. So I know he hasn't seen this movie yet, at least I'm pretty sure he hasn't. So I was curious as to what he would think of it.
Yeah.
It was Josh from HMC.
Yeah, the fucker backed out on us. Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't know if he's watched it yet or not. So maybe we should ask him.
mean he hasn't logged it, so I
Oh,
don't
does he
think
not?
so.
Does he even use Letterboxd anymore?
Pretty sure.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Anyways.
Letterboxd has a 4.1 out of 5. And this movie is close to a million watch, 910,000 members. 4.1. Scream at Cinema gave it a 4 out of 5. Jess gave it a 3.5. A lot of people watched. watch this. Jensen gave it a 4.5. Anthony gave it a 4 to 5. And that's it. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Right. How did you rate the scares in this movie?
I'll give it, this is like, I'll give it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, it's not scary per se, but like we've mentioned multiple times, like that is the scariest Godzilla that we've seen. Just his look, his like facial features. He, I think, is the most powerful one I've seen. Like, he has so much fucking strength. And yeah, so 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Scary scene. You already mentioned it, but I'm gonna go with of them driving the boat away from Godzilla and dropping the mines at him. Just
Okay.
like he's like just popping the water and his face looks so fucking angry because they tried to blow him up once and it didn't work. So it just pissed him off even more.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like this little like it reminded me of Jaws a little bit, right? Like
Yeah.
there's this little fucking dinky boat and this fucking giant thing that is
Yeah.
trying to chase him and kill him. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'll go with that. And would I survive? I mean, probably not, honestly. I mean, I can't fight him. I don't know how to fly a fighter jet. I don't know how to drive a boat, really.
That's yeah, fair.
So yeah.
Yeah, if you're staying there.
Yeah, exactly.
I was also going to give it a 3 for
Okay.
scares. Yeah, I mean, it looks super creepy, scary, but I mean, as a whole, this is more of like a drama than a horror movie. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I love the look. I'm trying to figure it like. Like if I was to describe the look of this one to somebody that's never seen the movie, his head is almost the shape of like the live action Ninja Turtles
Yeah.
shape, and his eyes are like kind of close together, but he just always looks angry.
He kind of looks like Big Mama from Big Mama's House.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, all right, we'll go with that. Holy fuck. But yeah, like those great big giant fucking spikes that are coming off his back, like whenever he's swimming through the water, it's just looks great. But scary scene. I'm gonna say whenever they're pulling him back up from the water, because we get like this top-down view inside the water, and we just see him coming directly at the camera. And I'm just like, I can't remember what the fear is, but I think I have it. And it's like fear of like giant things underwater. It's a legitimate thing. And because I was playing Subnautica, I don't know if you ever played that game or not.
I've seen it, yeah.
And I had to stop playing this game because shit would come at me, and I was just like, I'm
Yeah.
shitting my pants. I can't do it. So, but anyways, yeah. And what I survive, I'm gonna say no to, like, unless I'm smart enough to get the fuck out of Japan or have the means to get out of Japan. It's pretty hard to survive this one.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, that wraps up Asia. We are on our way to Europe to finish out the last
We
3 months of the year. And as always, you get first pick.
Oh, man, this was hard for the opposite reasons of when we did South America. There's just
So many.
so many. I had a few I wanted to pick. I know a couple we've seen, but we are going to be going to Austria, and we
Okay.
will be talking about 2024's The Devil's Bath.
Oh shit, nice. I've been wanting to watch that.
Yeah, I've
I've
never
heard it's
heard of it,
good.
and I saw it on there, so yeah.
Yeah. Nice. All right, sweet. I'm stoked for that.
Nice.
Yeah, I was looking at because on Letterboxd you can kind of filter it by location. So I was looking at like Germany and Sweden and stuff. I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be so hard to pick. There's so many good ones. But I mean, Ben from XHR, he gave us one. Well, he gave us two, but I don't know if we'll do both. But I do, I kind of want to do the one that he did, that he told us about. So we'll see. But anyways, yeah, thank you for checking out this episode. And if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T public account where we have our merch, and there's links to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us.
Yep. All right, guys. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye. Where's my stop?